That was me.
A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game.
All right, why are we playing this? Well, as it turns out, the man playing the organ for people like me and a whole host of others over the years, Gary Pressey, the longtime organist for the Chicago Cubs, has said he's going to give up the keys this year. Gary, it's John. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, sir?
John, it's so great to talk to you, and you sounded so great in both times you did it.
I appreciate you saying that. I'll tell you a story about the time I did it in a minute, but thank you for even remembering. and I must tell you, when we got the announcement, when Chicago did, that you were no longer going to be the organist at Wrigley Field, Tracy Van Heuvelman, who you may remember, is Spike Odell's longtime producer.
Oh, my gosh, yes, yes.
She called me or texted me over the weekend and called me and goes, oh, my God, you've got to get him on. We love Gary. Spike and I loved him. He's always such a good guest on our show. And I said, all right, well, hopefully he can join us this week.
Well, I'm happy to, and we had a lot of fun with Spike Odell all those years. That was great.
Yeah, no kidding. So what caused you to give it up? Why are you not going to be the organist anymore?
Well, 33 years, which is a third of a century. Like I said in the Tribune paper, my cup was full. I really enjoyed it. It was a great ride. We're not done yet. Hopefully we still have more baseball until October. But I just I want to spend more quality time with my family. That was the most important.
Sure. So if just the regular season, how many more home games do you have then?
We have six more to go.
Six more. And then if we win the World Series, how many would that be potentially?
Well, we could have two in the first
12.
Round, five, possibly eight games, and then a massive parade again.
And you'd be featured there as well.
I would love it.
Yeah. Well, when you say you want to spend more time with your family, I understand that. Baseball's a long and an unrelenting season for seven, 8 months. But what do you do when you're not the organist for the Cubs?
Well, I do some work for the organ company, but it's really not what am I going to do. It's what I'm not going to be doing, like sitting in traffic for 2 hours. And I just, like I said, I thought about it for a while, and I came up with a decision.
Well, so what's a day like? What's an average day for Gary Pressey at a home game for Wrigley Field? When does it start? When does it end? Walk us through that.
Right. Right. Usually for a day game, which starts 1:20, I'm leaving around 7:30 in the morning. I live in Palos Hills. And so I'll get to Wrigley around 9:30, quarter to 10, and get ready to play the music for batting practice for the walk-in people around 11:15. And then take it up to possibly a pregame, and then we have a whole bunch of announcements to make, and then get ready to do the game.
Do other teams have a live organist, or have they canned some of that music?
I think it's half and half, I would think. Hopefully the organ music will be coming back to ballparks. They build a lot of these new ballparks retrospective to the older parks, so maybe the old sound would come back too.
You know, we go to the Music Box Theater, not too far from Wrigleyville and Wrigley Field, and they have a live organist play for about a half hour before some of the movies, and people love that. They just love it.
Well, yeah, it is. And I must say, you know, when you walk into Wrigley Field, it is a cathedral. Like, I mean, you see the vines, you see the scoreboard, and the sound. And if I could bring the sound, and you got the fresh grass. And Wrigley was the first team to have an organ for a game. It was 1941, albeit for one day. And they brought the organ back in 1967. But I think the sound of an organ at a baseball game, especially Wrigley Field, I mean, it is so historic.
I know the Rickets have made a lot of decisions and a lot of changes at Wrigley Field, and I think pretty much, and I would say the vast majority of them have been good to very good. I'm a fan with what they've done and how they've spent their money. I would hate to see them cut that cost and say we can just get taped music for batting practice or for promotional announcements or whatever. I hope they don't go that direction.
Yeah, that's the decision on the organization, and I'm sure they'll comply with everybody's wishes.
I'm sure they'll do what I said. Well, so how many times have you played it then, Gary? 2,697 or something like that?
Today I think it was 2,681 consecutive games.
And I know this question gets asked a lot, and I think I know the answer. LFB, ready to cover me now. What was the favorite version of somebody singing Take Me Out to the Ballgame? Let's exclude Harry Carey, say.
Okay, everybody, I tell you, the funniest one, bar none, is Mike Ditka. Because if you remember, he did it, he was a little lady, come rushing up to the booth and pulled the microphone from Steve, and I said he did it in a Newt Rockne rah 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 polka version. So that was the, and then I think we scored a bunch of runs in the bottom of that inning.
I don't remember that, but I do remember Chip Carey and Steve Stone were there, and they were talking to the crowd. And this is on a tight schedule because they got a commercial break normally, and they've got Major League Baseball has a schedule. You can't mess around with this, and so they're killing time up there, going, hang in there, he's coming.
2 minutes, I think you have 2 minutes in between innings at that time, and I seen him, he was actually running into the booth. It's a classic.
A one and a two and a three, take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, all these happy, that's a great. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole team. They don't really contain. One, two, three strikes, you're out of the old ball.
You gotta love the end. Oh, God.
He was out of breath. He may have had a cocktail before that, too. Who cares? That's part of the joy and fun of that thing.
That's right. You never know. And then turning it the other way, right, talk about Ozzy Osbourne.
Was he the worst or the best or the funnest? What was he?
Well, he sang it backwards, I think. but he did say at the end, let's get some runs. So that was a classic. But seriously, the person who did it the best, in my opinion, is Vince Scully. He really, I mean, he had to be an Irish tenor or something. He did it so good, so smooth, and he did it the first year he had conductors.
I don't remember that. Now I've got my producer scratching her head. We'll see if we can find that and feature it still.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. I was reading in the article about it at Sports Illustrated, and they've got a nice feature piece about it. You may have seen it as well. And they were talking about the songs that you're going to play between now and the end of the season and your career. And I thought, well, how much leeway do you have? What songs do you pick or get to pick? What are they talking about there?
Well, I have 100% leeway. The Cubs have good faith in me that I'll pick out good songs to play. And I usually play songs from the big band era all the way up to the Lady Gaga era. And so there'll be polkas. There'll be some bossa nova songs, some Latin songs, big band songs, even some disco songs. Because the thing about Wrigley is there's different generations of people that go to those games, and they want to hear a variety of music, especially on the organ. So
I've heard the Lady Gaga. What's the Lady Gaga song you play sometimes?
Poker Face.
Poker Face. That is so fun. Do you look out and look for faces to see if people are enjoying it and laughing or singing along? You know, like a disc jockey might want to see people run out onto the dance floor when they play the right song. Do you look for cues that you're getting it right?
Well, I'll look down by the window there if I could see over the organ. And some people bob their heads and wave their... I've seen people dancing the polka when I'm playing a polka, which is great. I get a lot of requests and letters from the fans that the ushers bring up, and that's great.
Oh, really?
They'll say, they'll even say, like, if it's the seventh inning, he said, you played in the third inning, got my mind set on you when they kept throwing the ball to first. So they listen. They really do. Cub fans do listen and watch the game.
Oh, that's funny. So you are keying in on the – do you have in your mind then an inventory, like if there's a walk to the mound or they go to first too many times? Do you have a bunch of fun songs that comment on it? Is that what you do, Gary?
Exactly. If a player will steal second base, how about steal away? it's not a Philadelphia lawyer to figure out everything, which makes it fun, because then the people say – see, now, why did he play that?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so answer me this question. Gary Pressey, longtime and much-loved organist at Wrigley Field, has announced that he's given up the job. He's going to give the keys to somebody else, and hopefully that'll be a live person playing that organ there. But if you had this much leeway about the extra songs you play, besides, say, Take Me Out to the Ball Game or whatever, What's the last song you're going to play? Do you have a farewell in mind? You don't always know what the last game is, right, because of the playoffs. Maybe the last regular season song. Last game, regular season at Wrigley. Do you have a playlist, Gary?
Take me out to the ball.
That's Vin Scully.
Buy me some peanuts and flowers.
Gary Pressey on the organ. You're right, Gary. He's good.
I don't care if I ever get back over
he's a Hall of Fame person.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
And he sang the whole song.
Two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Wow. I didn't know he was. I don't remember. He's such a good singer. Wow.
I'm telling you. And like I said, he sang the whole song, word for word.
What do you mean, sang the whole song?
Well, usually the people wave the microphone in the middle of the.
Yeah, right. Give it to the crowd.
He sang the whole song. He was tremendous.
All right, so Gary Pressey, retiring organist, longtime much loved institution at Wrigley Field in Chicago, leaving this year. You got a playlist that last day, sir?
Well, it all depends. I mean, if we were 25 games out of first, I would know what I'm playing. But since we're right in the middle of the thick of all these pennant races, we're going to play it by ear and go game by game, day by day.
So you don't have a last song ready and queued up in your head?
The only last song I would love to play is We Are the Champions. That's what I would want to play.
By the way, lots of calls for you. Mark said you should sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game that last game. I'll be surprised. I'll be surprised if you don't. You will. Okay, good.
Yes. In fact, I've sang it three times already.
Three. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
And Tim says you can play for his band after you retire if you want to.
There you go.
If you want to, he could use an organist. So that's nice. You know you've got a lot of love and support out there. The team does, and we wish you well. Visit with us again sometime between now and the end of the year. But for now, thank you. I know you're busy before the game, Gary. Thank you for coming on.
And I just want to say I love the Cub fans, the greatest fans in sports. Thank you, John.
Gary Pressey is getting ready to go to work today.